Mitchell's Front Page on 94.7 The Pulse.
Rosa and Gina from West End Real Estate are with us in the studio. Good morning to you both.
Good morning, Mitchell.
Thank you very much for joining us once again. And this week's topic almost sort of fits hand in hand with last week's, doesn't it? Because last week we were talking about the process of moving from one place to another. I think that's quite a common thing at this time of year. People are saying we want to turn over a new leaf in 2016, and we think that a new place is going to help us do that. But this week it's all about the relationship that you have with your real estate agent. And obviously you guys build a degree of rapport with your tenants and clients over the years. So how important is it to have that relationship, and how is it helpful to a tenant?
It's very important to have a good relationship with the landlord and the tenant. I guess it's all about communication and trust. We, like with some of our own landlords, we've been dealing, Gina and myself, for a number of years. So it's really important that everybody's on the same wavelength as such. And, you know, sometimes there could be a personality clash.
Yeah.
And I think the belief out in the community is that when you are with an agent, that you have to stay with that particular agent, and that is not the case.
Yeah, so just explain that process. How might you want to change agents?
Well, if you want to change agents, you need to sign an exclusive leasing and managing authority with the new agent. After that's done, the new agent will then contact your current agent and just organise a collection of a file. So it's really, really quite simple. If you have a vacant property and it's the first time you're leasing it with your current agent, you need to be aware of a couple of things, especially on the leasing authority, and that includes how long your exclusive authority is for.
And just explain what that exclusive authority means.
So the exclusive authority is when you have a period of time, say 30 days, and within that period of time, if you as a landlord finds a tenant or another agent finds a tenant, the agency with the authority is entitled to collect the leasing fee from that.
Mm, right.
Yep.
So looking at that, I mean, looking at another agent that I've been involved with, I mean, my property, for example, has had about three different property managers or four different people over the last few years. So, I mean, in some areas, it looks like there is a bit of a high turnover rate. I mean, obviously, you guys focus on property management, so it's a different story.
It's a really difficult job, and I think, you know, people have a perception of property managers just sitting in an office taking a phone call, but we actually deal with people all the time, and it can be great and it can be not so great. So it's
constant.
It's constant, the issues that we face.
I suppose that's when you deal with people in any walk of life and all forms of business. There's going to be some good transactions and some people that come in and maybe try and take advantage of the situation. So I suppose property management's quite a challenging position.
Quite stressful.
Yeah.
And sometimes the expectations are very, very high. You know, some properties have more maintenance issues than other. Obviously, if you've got a brand new property, the maintenance usually isn't so high. But sometimes tenants forget that they called at 9 o'clock in the morning. And for example, if it's an urgent repair, we try to attend to it straight away.
Yeah.
And by an urgent repair, I mean a burst hot water service or a gas issue or no water or an electrical problem or sewerage. And sometimes we get a tenant that's called at the kitchen cupboard's come off its hinge at 9 o'clock. So obviously the urgent maintenance will take priority, and then they'll call back at 12 o'clock and say that nobody's been yet. Sometimes it takes a couple of hours to be able to be in contact with the landlord and see if the landlord would like to arrange his own maintenance or whether we're required to get a handyman out. So there is a process, and I think today society forgets that, you know, not everything can be done within an hour and dealt with within an hour, that we are attending to it, but it does take a little bit longer sometimes if it's not so urgent.
Yeah, with the advent of social media and emails, it's been really good, but on the other hand, it has its cons as well, and people expect instant gratification. And it's not always possible in our industry because we don't manage just that property, yeah. You know.
Well, I'm actually almost at a point where I think we need to have a bit of a shake-up with that whole situation, because with all of the different channels and phones and things, people do expect you to be on the phone 24 hours a day, and if they call at 3 o'clock in the morning on a Saturday night, that you're going to be straight over there to sort it out. But that's not the case. So I think people need to understand that a lot of people aren't just sitting around at the phone waiting for someone to call because you desperately want things to do.
There isn't. There isn't no common courtesy anymore. For example, myself on Saturday night, I had a call at 6:45, so I allowed it to go to message bank,
yeah.
And then I played it back, and the specific lady that left the message said that I needed to call her urgently. She only left her name and her telephone number. Didn't give an address or anything. So I thought, oh, goodness, I better check,
and
make sure.
And no reason for the call. That's what annoys me when people leave a message. They won't say why they're calling.
Mm. So I called back thinking it might have been a hot water or a gas or something. And the lady wanted me to take her through a property yesterday on a Sunday, and it was quite urgent.
Yeah.
So I just think that the society is quite demanding and there's no courtesy.
No, I agree. And as I said, people just expect you to be sitting around waiting for someone to call, you know, all day and all night. I mean, I won't take any calls anymore sort of between 9 and 9. If it's after 9 o'clock at night and you're not a close acquaintance or friend, don't talk to me.
Mm,
because we do have to shut off. We have to actually be able to move away from our desks.
Mm. I think people need to realise as well, when they are asking for an inspection, that the property may be tenanted, and we have to work around the tenants as well.
Yeah.
And we don't want to interrupt their Sunday either, apart from the fact that we don't work. But there are guidelines that we need to work around according to the act that we have to follow.
Because you have to give notice to the tenant, don't
Absolutely.
You?
Absolutely. We have to give them at least 24 hours notice. And generally an inspection will be between a certain period, Monday to Friday, and in, you know, maybe a Saturday. But Sunday is not mentioned in the act. So we can't just ring a tenant and say, hey, we're coming through on Sunday at 9 o'clock. It's not going to happen.
Do you usually take people through on Sundays, or is that even an option, or have you never done it?
No, we have to have time off.
Yeah, of course.
We have to. Yeah.
So people don't ask your agents to go through a place on a Sunday?
They do ask.
Yeah.
But we don't.
We don't deliver on a Sunday.
We don't do it. We all have families, and we need to spend time with families, and we need to make that distinction.
Yeah. And I think this applies in all walks of life. And as I said, I think we need to have a bit of a shake-up, because we are getting to a point where people expect you to respond to emails within 5 minutes, and it just doesn't work like that.
Yeah, and sometimes you'll get landlords that micromanage you, and it invariably ends up in a bad sort of relationship.
Yeah.
You know, people need to realise that we do a job, and we know the job that we do, so let us do it. The same with you. We don't tell you how to run your radio station.
No.
Because it's not the job that we do.
Yeah.
You know how to do it. So.
Yeah. Now, well, looking at, as you mentioned, you know, people moving from one landlord to the other, one real estate agent to the other, just explain what might be the points of difference. I mean, if you're a landlord, in your eyes, are all agents created equal?
No.
No. That was sort of a leading question there. I mean, what might be some of the things you might want to consider before you move to a different agent?
You might want to consider the size of the agency. You also might want to consider the experience of the property manager in that agency. Keep an eye on the papers and have a look at the turnaround of different agents, because you'll see sometimes every week there might be a couple of agents advertising for another property manager, and, you know, You wonder if there's stability within that property management department or not.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I said. Like, with my situation, that there's just been so many different property managers, you don't get the opportunity to build any rapport. And I just wonder if it's because the job's too difficult, or if maybe they just see property management as a stepping stone to move into some new avenue.
Some agencies do that, make their sales staff work in the property management department first. However, that's not an issue at our office, because we only specialise in property management. So, and the other thing is, sometimes, like Gina said before, the expectation of a property manager's position is quite different to actually working at a day-to-day basis.
Mm.
And I think you either like it and cut out for being a property manager, or you're not, because it actually is quite demanding, and some days there's no gratitude.
Yep. Well, really interesting points raised, and I think what you've said today really sort of goes across borders and applies to all walks of life. So another very informative discussion. Good on you guys, and we'll see you next week.
Thank you.
Thank you, Rosa and Gina there from West End Real Estate on Paco Station sponsors.
Mitchell's Front Page with Mitchell Dye. Mondays and Tuesdays from 9 till 11 on 94.7 The Pulse.